Welcome, I'm Linda Cullerton, and this is the Free From OCD podcast. Learn how you can become free from OCD without medication. Let me empower you to transform your mental health. Hi, and welcome to the Free From OCD podcast. This is a podcast to empower you on your mental health journey and learn how you can become free from OCD. So today I'd like to share with you a story of a person that suffered with OCD, anxiety and depression for 34 years. His OCD manifested in intrusive thoughts. And for 7 years, he actually never spoke to anyone and he suffered in silence and used alcohol as a way to cope, which eventually led him down a very dark path. So I hope you enjoyed the story. I hope you feel inspired by him and hopeful to know that there is another way. So I'll pass you over now to Colm, who will share his inspirational story.
My name is Colm Hanratty, and 34 years ago, I developed severe anxiety, depression, and that in itself brought on obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, as it's maybe more commonly known. I suffered very badly for I quite honestly didn't realise, didn't understand what was wrong with me. So I went for 7 years. I was 23, 7 years, so I was 30. By the time I actually went and saw somebody about it. But in that 7 years, I took to drink, and that drink absolutely I ended up in the gutter. So I knew that something had to be done. I really thought that I could never get out of this hole that I was in. It had a very firm grip of me, and my behavioural patterns, my whole demeanour completely changed. But as I say, I successfully masked it with drink up to that time, but eventually that caught up with me. If I didn't make some kind of a decision to get somebody to look at me or to get seen, I don't think I'd be here today. So I was kind of lucky in that my mother at the time also experienced through her life a certain amount of depression, and my initial reaction or my initial movement was towards her and explained to her what was wrong. She was incredibly understanding, and immediately got an appointment with a psychiatrist. So in that time, it still took me about 3 or 4 months from then to get myself together, in so far as I was able to even think straight about taking medication, stuff like that. The only thing I was at that stage, I had stopped drinking, and I became very, very determined that this was going to be something that I was going to get rid of. So I moved on from there. I was told to stop all drinking and take the medication. I did what I was to do. I stuck by it, and things improved. My OCD was particularly virulent in that it manifested itself both mentally and physically. I suffered from intrusive thoughts, which kind of horrified me, put the fear of God into me, and I would go into a complete sweat, perspiration would be rolling off me. I got a very severe, tense band around my head, which was very was kind of alarming, because you kind of think that your head is actually going to burst open, or you think you're going to have a you've got a brain tumor, you're going to have a you're going to collapse, and so and the constant rolling over of the intrusive thoughts just never went away. And as you let them in, and you didn't know how to control them, they got worse and worse, and they got a much bigger grip on me. So that was the real cause of my, as a result, my anxiety. And as a result of that, I got depressed because of all of this OCD happening, the obsessive compulsive disorder happening in my life. So I continued with the doctor and conformed to all the various different things that had to be done. Took my medication and all that, and certainly did for a number of years, felt quite a bit better. What I didn't realise was that it was a kind of a permanent battle. It was a challenge, a permanent battle with the, particularly the OCD and the anxiety then. It was always lurking in the background. It didn't have the grip on me, but it was there. So what happened then was there might be an incident in my life where it came back in just really strongly, out of nowhere. It might have been an anxious moment. One day you're feeling fine, the next day it's back and it's hitting you, and you're going through the same thing again. And you know, the alternative is to you immediately go back to your doctor, and the medication may be changed or moved, and you might be told to take more of it. And so you then have to go through the whole rigmarole of the OCD, the intrusive thoughts, everything. And you're again, one of the physical symptoms that I didn't mention before was the knot in your stomach and the sickness that you in your stomach. And there were many times when I couldn't eat, and if I ate, I got sick. And that was all from the OCD and the anxiousness and the depression. So that went on. I eventually got over that, but over the years, over the kind of 34 years that I've had it, in the last 25 years, I've got maybe about a half a dozen attacks of the OCD, particularly the OCD. It was this time last year, October last year, 2015, that for no reason that I'm aware of, it hit me like a ton of bricks one morning. I had to go away for the week. I I had my medication with me, but I just about survived or managed to hold on as I was down in Cork actually, and by the end of the week I thought I'd never get home, from there I kind of went down a slippery slope, went back to my doctor, but I couldn't get out of this situation. I think probably one of the things that is most important is that you, time is something that is a great healer, no matter how much time it takes. But over time, I managed to pull myself back to a stage where I was working on about, I was back to about 70% of my my ordinary feelings and stuff like that. But I still had the anxiety was still there, not to the severe anxiety stage that I had been at. OCD was there, and I was obviously suffering from depression at the time. So although it was a lot better, I then heard by chance Linda Colton on a radio show, Sunshine Radio, one Saturday morning, where I had been out watching a football match, got back into the car, and I think turned on that particular radio station for the first or second time. Normally would go straight to another station, but somehow, some way, I was destined to turn on the station. So I did, and Linda was on, and within 30 seconds I realised that Linda was talking about everything, the obsessive compulsive disorder, the anxiety, the depression, and I could immediately connect with her in relation to, what was wrong with me. And so I listened intently, and she started talking about Kundalini yoga, which I immediately wrote down. And I listened with great interest, and to be honest with you, with a lot of excitement, because I think made up my mind, or I thought that I had I'd at last found, maybe found the ultimate answer to the problem that I've had and has been with me for so many years. So I rang Linda afterwards. I had a very good talk with her on the phone. Linda said, would I be interested in coming up to an information evening in relation to the Kundalini yoga, and she would explain everything there and then. So I said yes, and that was actually happening the following Wednesday. So I went up, and I got a full rundown and of the Kundalini and the breathing exercise that it entails, they're very good, they're very challenging, there's lots of them, Linda set up a support group and a class for OCD, we started off, and it consists of various different types of challenging breathing exercises, both through the nose and the mouth. And initially, I was certainly very interested. I was slightly amused at it, because I was kind of saying to myself, how can breathing exercises affect the, you know, my brain, or sort this out for me. But after one class, and probably after the second class, I realised that this was definitely doing something for me in a positive way. The exercise that Linda was giving, and also her teaching of the breathing exercises, I noticed she was incredibly passionate. It was very important for me too, that, and for the others, that Linda had gone through exactly the same type of thing as all of us did, and therefore was, you know, speaking from the heart. And we were given these fairly rigorous exercises. It doesn't take any longer than, you start off a half an hour to an hour maximum, and you're to do them on a daily basis as much as possible. We started from there, 12-week program, and we've just finished the 12-week program now, and I have been doing the exercises on a daily basis. Yes, I've fallen by the wayside once or twice, picked myself up, back onto it, and initially it doesn't happen overnight, and there's no magic wand, but without doubt, after the 12 weeks, I'm sitting in a situation where I can honestly say my OCD has drifted off somewhere. I don't know where it is. I don't care. It's gone. And as a result, the anxiousness and the depression has also backed off. I still have anxious. I have day-to-day anxious moments in the real world. Your day can be filled with certain things, and in reality, in anxious moments. But they're fine. I handle those as I would normally. But I am now in a situation where I have found that I am in a situation, both mentally, that I'm as good, and I feel as good as I did before this hit me 34 years ago, when I was 23. So I think, to be honest, that's, for me, it's very, very major success story. I feel great. I'm not saying that it's over and done with, and I can stop doing the exercises. I don't feel I can at this stage. I'm quite happy to keep going, but there will come a time, and Linda has, we've discussed this, there will come a time when I probably won't have to do them anymore. But even if I do, and they come back, I now have the coping mechanisms and the breathing exercises all together to deal with it, should it arise. But I'm in a much better place, much, much better place. So I'd like to, at this stage, send out a message to everybody and anybody that may be suffering at any stage with any of these conditions, to not to suffer in silence, not to say nothing, keep it to yourself. Do not reach out to the best person you feel, and there are plenty of people out there, but reach out to your friend, family are very important, I really feel. And also know that there are support groups, there are now support groups like Linda's one, which is there for you should you need it. And you know, I urge you, do not ignore or let it fester in any way. Even pick up the phone to Linda, or as I say, initially, if you want to just talk to a family member, that's fine. But do talk, please do talk.
Wow, what a transformational story. Thank you so much to Colm for being so brave and sharing his message. And hopefully it can resonate with you, and hopefully it can help you to know that you do not have to suffer in silence. And the first step to take is to reach out to somebody, whether it be either myself or someone that you can trust within that space that can be there for you. The first step is to open up. And when you do that, you can save yourself so many years of suffering in silence. And you do not have to suffer in silence. We're all human. We all experience various different things. It's okay. And once you know that you're supported, the healing transformation begins. I have a closed Facebook group. It's called Free from OCD Facebook group. And within that, there's others that have OCD. So if you'd like to join that, you can just click on the link below in the show notes. Otherwise, I hope you really enjoyed this podcast. I hope it brings some light to your life to know that there is a way for you to become free from OCD. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Free From OCD podcast. Let's share this message of hope and inspiration that you can become free from OCD. To learn more about me, visit my website, www.theocdexpert.com. This is the channel that makes the impossible possible.